Watch, Nancy Pelosi confuses Ukraine and Hungary in foreign policy press conference. By Wendell Hasebo on February 23, 2022. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on Wednesday confused the nation of Ukraine with Hungary while lecturing Russian President Vladimir Putin for escalating the ongoing conflict with Ukraine. If you look at the map and you see Hungary and you see how it is encircled, Pelosi said while speaking about the geography of Eastern Europe and Russian maneuvering in the region, the Republican National Committee's research team tweeted. Pelosi, who spoke at the Capitol building after returning from a trip in Munich, then compared the aggression to Russia's intervention in the United States' own democratic process during the 2016 election, the Associated Press claimed. There will be a price to pay for Vladimir Putin, she said, noting Putin's invasion of Ukraine was an evil move and comparable to the Sudetenland, a reference to a region of Czechoslovakia that Hitler invaded before World War II. Many of us have visited Ukraine and have seen that they love democracy, Pelosi told reporters. They do not want to live under Vladimir Putin. He does not want the Russian people to see what democracy looks like. Putin is a master of KGB, 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 Pelosi added. Meanwhile, populist anchor at Fox News Tucker Carlson on Tuesday questioned why some Americans hate Putin so much. Has Putin ever called me a racist? Carlson asked. Has he threatened to get me fired for disagreeing with him? Has he shipped every middle-class job in my town to Russia? Did he manufacture a wide-world pandemic that wrecked my business and kept me indoors for 2 years? Is he teaching my children to embrace racial discrimination? He continued. Is he making fentanyl? Is he trying to snuff out Christianity? Does he eat dogs? These are fair questions, and the answer to them is no, Carlson concluded. Vladimir Putin didn't do any of that. Vladimir Putin didn't do any of that. So why does permanent Washington hate him so much? Tucker suggested President Biden's family may have a business interest in Ukraine, which is perhaps why Putin's intervention in Ukraine would be so disliked by Democrats. If you've been watching the news, you know that Putin is having a border dispute with a nation called Ukraine. Now, the main thing to know about Ukraine for our purposes is that its leaders once sent millions of dollars to Joe Biden's family, Tucker said. Not surprisingly, Ukraine is now one of Biden's favorite countries. Biden has pledged to defend Ukraine's borders even as he opens our borders to the world. That's how it works. Invading America is called equity. Invading Ukraine is a war crime. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.